Hallelujah.
Before we continue, how many of you like this screen behind me, this big screen? Hallelujah. It was donated or sown by the women of this church. Hallelujah. Men, can we put our hands together for all the ladies? Well done, guys. Yes, you can stand and appreciate them. That's how it should be. I like women that have ginger. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for beautifying God's house. Amen. That's this humble screen you are seeing here, just this one, costs about 10 million naira. One of these days, I'm going to take time to teach you, because some people think, oh, how can you spend that? Yes. Let me not go into that. I'll take one full Sunday to explain some things to you. God expects to use only the best. I will show you from the Bible. I will show you from the Bible. You will understand why. Anything, that's why he didn't take Cain's offering. Cain brought offering, not that he didn't bring, but Cain didn't bring an excellent offering. What they said about Abel's offering was a more excellent. Excellent means the best. So one time you give God something that is not the best, he will just be looking at you. He doesn't do second level. Praise God. But we'll do that some other time, so that I'll explain properly from the Bible for you. But I appreciate all the ladies. Well done. You guys are making us proud. How many of you have been coming for the Just Us Girls Conference so far? Wow. Hallelujah. It has been what? Amazing. Awesome. Praise God. If you're a lady here and you've been missing it, my sister, you missed. Words cannot express what you missed. It's not something you buy CD of. It's you must be there. Hallelujah. My own best night was a Shimmer and Shine. Woo! And the DJ, we had a praise party. Awesome. If you miss, sorry. For 1 year at least, we'll be disturbing you for missing. Next time, plan well. But however, the grand finale is this evening. Hallelujah. If you're a lady, don't miss this evening. This evening is the grand finale. And guess who is coming? My pastor, Reverend Femi Oduwole, is going to be in the house. You can't afford to miss it this evening, ladies. And what's the dress code? You're coming out in white. Amen. So wear anything white. If you don't have white, wear cream. If you don't have cream, light yellow. If you don't have, wear yellow. If you don't have, just wear anything you have. Hallelujah. Hey, but this evening we're going to be grooving. Hey, you can't miss it for anything. It's the grand finale, so you can't miss it. Even if you miss the other ones, don't allow anything to make you miss this evening. Praise God. All right, today is my advice to young women. We'll be having the Legacy Series. It has been fun so far. Hallelujah. If you don't have the messages, please get all the messages for the Legacy Series. It's a series I'm just using to celebrate our 22 years in ministry. By the way, if you don't have the lookbook, go and get that lookbook. I don't know if they have it here. Go and get the lookbook. It's outside at the sales place. It covers our history in 20 years in pictures. So if you want to know what we're about or what we've been through, you need to get that book. Every real member of this church should have that book in their house. People abroad get that book. They don't even know us. And they said it encourages them to see where we started from and where we are, that God can do it even in their own life. So how much more you, that you're a part of the history and you don't have the book? It's not the same that you look at somebody else's own. You should have it. It's your covenant. Praise God. So it's out there. Let's make sure we get it. Today I'm going to talk to the women. Ladies, are you in the house? This has just been your weekend, have you? Yeah. Hallelujah. And it was not planned that this Sunday morning will be. So it just looks like we're having Just Us Girls in the morning. Praise God. Women are powerful. You guys are powerful. They are powerful. See, that is why, don't let the devil try to draw you into the trap of wanting to be like a man. See, it's a demotion. Whenever you leave how and what God made you to want to become something else, it is always a demotion. Doesn't matter what that thing is. Somebody gets what I'm saying? It is a demotion whenever you leave the exact state and place God put you for something else. It is a demotion. They offered Jesus to come and be a king, a natural king. He said no. So that's not that would be a demotion on my calling. So because there's this movement all over the place, oh, feminism this and women want to be this. So some women now want to be like men. That's crazy. Why would you want to be like a man? You already have too many advantages. There's girl power. Hallelujah. Trust me, you don't want to be a man in any shape or form. You don't want to be a man. It's the devil trying to just push his agenda as usual, like contrary to God's will, as he likes to do. Yes, there's the issue of women not being given some opportunities. That exists. So yes, you can be fighting for that. And you can also desire to be as successful as you want to be. But don't try to compare yourself with a man. Don't try to be a man. You know, don't shy away. Because I see those things, there are a lot of popular people, I don't want to mention the name, but that try to say, you should not identify yourself as a wife first. You are first a whatever. Those are people trying to go against what God has made. It's not going to work. If you see in Genesis, like I said to the men last week, as a man, you are created to focus on work. It's just how you are. Now, your natural tendency is to think of your career and how to make money. And there's nothing wrong in that. The only challenge is when you don't bring a balance to it as a man. That's the challenge. Okay, let me give you an example. Just because something is our natural inclination doesn't mean God expects that thing to control you. For instance, hunger is a natural inclination, but God doesn't expect you eat from dustbin. Because you can say, I'm legitimately hungry, it's just my nature. Yes, but at the same time, God didn't expect that you'll be so controlled by that nature or that desire and you eat from dustbin or you steal to eat. Somebody get what I'm saying? So yes, as a man, your natural inclination is to think of your career and all that, but God still wants you to balance your life by also learning about family life and functioning as a father and as a husband. Somebody get what I'm saying? But for the women, what comes to you naturally is relational. Don't fight it. It's just how you were made. We said last week the first thing Adam encountered was work. That's the first thing God gave Adam. We don't know how many years Adam lived alone doing work. We don't know, but that was the first thing he saw. The first command of God was to build and flourish and replenish. That's the first thing. Adam never even prayed for a wife. Do you remember this? Adam didn't pray for a wife. So he probably was okay, at least in his own eyes, until God said, hey, you would do way better if you had a woman. Is somebody getting this? Now, the flip side is that the first thing a woman encountered was a man. That's the first thing she ever saw. That's the first encounter she ever had with creation. She came out of a man and boom, the first thing she saw was one six-pack. I want to assume Adam had six-pack. I just had that as assumption. Just looks like the kind of guy. You know, broad-chested six-pack guy. SBA confirmed. Confirmed SBA guy. Six-pack, broad shoulders, beard gang, definitely. Definitely. Because they had no shaving anything then. So confirm beard gang. And the first thing she heard were sweet words. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That time, that was romantic. I know it's not romantic now, but that time, it was one of the sweetest things ever said. In fact, it was the sweetest thing that a lady could hear. She just became lightheaded. She threw her surgery wig. So, you see, the Bible is a coded book. Everything in the Bible is relevant. Everything. God, you see, there were so many information that could have been left out. So, everything that eventually made it to the book is important. So, every time you read the Bible, know that something is important. You might not know the importance now, but keep looking. You will see there's a connection. So, first thing Eve saw was relationship. In fact, that was one of the things that motivated her creation in the first place. So women, yes, I know you want to make money and all that, and you should make money, you should, but please, don't ignore your feminine side, the thing that makes you a woman. You were made that way. There's nothing to fight about that. Don't try to be a man. Don't say, hey, we want to do what men can. Relax. Relax. There's a reason why they put the food of the babies on your body. It's attached. It's not optional. That tells you fruitfulness is natural to you. They would not give you breast if you don't need to breastfeed. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It was in the design. It was in the design. And by the way, if you are here and you're trusting God to have children, that the fact that you have breasts means you will breastfeed. Somebody get what I'm saying? It's in the design. You were made for this. You were made for this. Hallelujah. There's nothing wrong in that. You were made for this. And this doesn't mean you should not succeed in your career. It doesn't take anything away. You were gifted to multitask. So you will do the both. You don't have to, one doesn't have to die for the other one. You don't have to be a good career person and be a bad mother. You don't have to be a bad mother, I mean a good mother and be a bad worker. You can have both. Now, on that thing that you take note of, when they sinned and a curse was going to come on them, if you notice too, the curse they gave was related to their major areas of concern. For the man, when the man messed up, what they told him was that now you will sweat to make money. You see, they didn't curse him regards other things. They didn't say, oh, you will be bound to Asna forever. You will, you know, they didn't. If you're Asna person in this church, change club or change church. You can't continue like this. I'm joking, you know. All right, you see, but they didn't curse him. All right, don't do. They didn't. Today's Women's Day. Let's not bring issues. They didn't curse him as regards any other thing. They cursed him as regards the thing that mattered to him the most. There's a reason. You see, I'm saying the Bible is a coded book. You must take note of these things. They didn't curse him. They said, since career and making money is your most important thing, he said, now you will suffer. The ground will not be answering you as it usually does. You will sweat. See, and that's why this hustle thing is a curse. It's not, and it has been reversed. The Bible said the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and removes sorrow. That sorrow is the same thing as that sweat. Somebody getting this, guys? So the blessing has reversed that curse. So you don't have to be hustling now. Somebody gets what I'm saying? So they cursed the man as regards the most important thing to him. When they also came to the woman to punish her, it was still as regards the most important thing to her. This shows you something. So for the woman, they said the same thing. They said something important to her. They said, from now on, childbirth will be tough for you because it's something she was made for. Family life matters to a woman. He said, now, to have children will be tough for you. DJ, I like this concept. When this thing is so small, I don't know that some people at the back will be seeing it well. It's kind of small. But if they are seeing it, it's fine. Are you guys at the back seeing the scriptures well? I mean, I think it's small. But okay, so it says, it said, from now, to give birth will be tough for you. He says, secondly, he said, your desire, look at it here. He said, unto the woman, he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. Do you see this? It regards the most important thing to a woman, family. He says, in sorrow thou shalt bring forth what? Children. He said, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over you. Finish. Everything they gave her as a punishment is family related. They didn't say, now you to woman, before your mango will grow, you will suffer. No. They know that a woman will not even feel it if her mango is not growing. As long as her husband is loving her, she'll be fine without the mango. I don't know if you are seeing some correlation. Her desire being to her husband doesn't mean she will love her husband. It was referring to a kind of rift. There will be a lot of rift. Most women's prayer point is finding husband, keeping him sensible, his husband, and family. Women don't have any prayer point. Husband, then children, then husband, keep him, find him, keep him, keep him well, keep him sane, keep him sound, keep him from other women, find him, keep him, okay, find him because he didn't sleep at home, find him again, he sleep, keep him. Women don't have any prayer point. What are you praying? I have nothing worrying them. It is because the economy is getting tougher and tougher that a lot of women too now have to be. Ordinarily, in those days, one person's income was enough. Two of us didn't have to go and be laboring. One person, woman would usually gladly sit at home and take care of kids. I'm not saying you should not pursue career as a woman. I'm just explaining something, okay? All right. So women, what I'm trying to say, women, is that own it. Don't be ashamed or afraid or intimidated by the fact that you are more family-oriented. It brings a balance. We were made this way. Praise God. We were made this way by the master designer, by the master architect. So no need to say, I want to be, no, don't call me queen, call me king, so and so. Really? A man is always going to be more physical than a woman. There's nothing, we're made that way. That means there's no day a woman is going to win a man in football. There's no day a woman is going to win a man in 100 meters race. There's no day a woman is going to win, be better than men in boxing. Have you seen Anthony Joshua's hand before? I watched one video where he punched one guy. Even me, I nearly fall. And I watch at the watch. See the guy in hand. So there's no day. Men are just more physical. We're created that way. So to be arguing about the roles so you don't understand, you know, what God was trying to achieve. Don't need to argue about the role. Everybody has their role. It's like the steering, arguing with the tired. I'm round too. I want to be on the ground. It's not going to work. Who would not direct the car? So your role is special. Stay on it. Own it. There's a reason they attach the food of the baby to you. So anybody say, who said the man, who said the women should be more domestic? It was said from creation. Because somebody say, a man too can be the one cooking. That's true. That's true. A man too should, you know, there's a balance in everything. A man can cook sometimes, a man can, but originally, from design, a woman is more homely than a man. They attach the food of the baby to you. They have already implicated you. You are implicated. That means when the baby comes, the man can run away, the woman usually cannot. A man can disappear, and they even know he has three children. Is somebody getting this? And of course, apart from that, emotionally, women are more attached to children, to family than men. A man can have children and not even care. Most times women cannot. That's why when the Bible was going to compare God's love, he said, can a woman forget her suckling child? They're saying that is the rarest thing ever. But they said even there are some that can do that, but God's love is still stronger. Are you getting it? So they had to use that comparison to show you. When they say, can a man forget his suckling child? They say, of course. Every day. They do it every day, sir. Daily. Of course he will forget his suckling child. The bills come in. He thinks he's trying to pay those bills. He's running from those bills. Because more bills means more work. He's not going to do that. Hallelujah. Okay. So women, since marriage and relationship are important to you, you must get it right. If you're going to be happy in this life, you must master the art of relationship. You must get relationship right. You must get it right. Hallelujah. Because you notice women always say things like, all men are bad, all men are dogs, all men are useless. It's because usually women are not equipping themselves relationally. So they are saying this because they've had too many bad experiences. What you should do is to learn. Stop having bad experiences. Stop testing men. So all men are wicked. When did you test all men? Why are you testing all men? You see the problem, Manchester. Manchester United. Why are you testing all men? It's because relationships are important to you. That's why you should actually equip yourself, you know, information-wise, relationally. You should be equipped. You can't be missing Love Date and Marriage Seminar. You are playing with your happiness. I'm telling you, you have no clue. A man can live happily with a bad marriage if he's doing well in his career. A woman usually cannot. Somebody gets what I'm saying? Your happiness is tied to it. I didn't make that, but we see that from scripture, that a lot of your happiness is tied to your family life. So it makes sense If men are saying they want to go for business seminar, you have to be going for family seminar, relationship seminar. You can't miss love. Some of you here still don't come for love in a marriage. I'm laughing in advance for your after marriage counseling. Because you're not being smart. It's going to affect your happiness. Deal with it. Learn about it. Put it as a priority. You must buy messages. Buy my messages. Buy my books. So if you are in this church, I have a book titled 7 Questions Wise Women Ask. You are in this church, you have not bought it, and you think you are wise. Apply yourself. I always meet women in church that they are in a relationship. Nobody knows. They are not accountable to anybody. You are in a secret relationship with a guy. With a guy. You don't understand. Guys are not the kind of people you enter a relationship with without proper terms and conditions. Guys are not equipped relationally. You need to understand. See, where in Ephesians 5, when they were talking to the husband and wife, they say, husbands, love your wife. You don't understand. He doesn't know that if he marries someone, he needs to love. That's the person you want to marry. A man that doesn't know that when he marries somebody, he needs to love the person. And you go and secretly marry with him. He will shoot you. You don't understand. He is a caveman. He's not refined relationally. You need to bring him where other people can be talking to him. Where he can be seen a remarriage. He can be seen how men should take care of women. If you go secretly with him, he will mess you up. And you will come back and tell us, all men are wicked. No, you are the one not being smart. It's a free market. A man can offer you anything. He can offer you a fling. He can offer you money for sex. He can offer you anything. It's you that you should decide whether to accept such an offer or not. It's an open market. Anybody can offer you anything. Don't say, oh, men are useless. No, you are the one not being smart. And you continue repeating the same mistakes. You are in a relationship nobody knows. Only you and him. You are joking. You are kidding me. Somebody that are teaching that husbands love your wife. He doesn't know. From childhood, when boys are growing, and this has nothing to do with, because some people think it's society that is training these people. No, it's first their instincts. When a boy is growing, what are the toys he's playing with? Gone. Gone. Other times, maybe football. Football, too, is competition. It's not friendly. In football, we are not friends. I'm here to what? Win you and defeat you and rub it on your face when I win. That's what the boy is doing. What's the girl doing as she's growing? Playing with doll. Taking care of the doll. Love. So that's why they didn't bother in Ephesians 5 to tell women, love your husband. Women naturally will love. No need to tell them that, they know. It's the men that don't know that when you marry a wife, people will be eating. He doesn't know. He will go and eat in Buka, come home and sleep. And he's married though. I'm not talking about dating. Married. You need to remind him to bring feeding money. Duh. This is who you are dealing with. He's a caveman. He's not refined relationally. He's a competitor. He's a fighter. That's why he likes to go out there and fight for money, fight for job, fight for business. He's a fighter. He needs to be trained to love. He has no doubt. It doesn't come to him naturally. Then you go and marry him in secret. You'll be his punching bag. Every time he's frustrated, he will pour it out on you because you didn't bring him to where they can teach him and mentor him how to love. He doesn't know it. It doesn't come to him. He's playing with guns and football. Competition. So he sees you as his competition. He sees you as his opponent, not his partner. He needs to be taught. I see girls do it. See, tomorrow, there are people that are in this church. They are workers. They've heard this thing a million times. You see them in a relationship, nobody knows. They're looking at me like, and they'll beat them now. They will come and, he didn't give me food money. You come and now be telling me. Something should have, I told him from beginning, like, if you want to marry this woman, you will love her. Are you ready? You give her food, though. Don't you eat, though. They wear clothes, though. Because when a man is marrying you, what he's looking at is not what is the written. You know? He asks what he's looking at. It's not the real picture. We need to paint the real picture to him. He might be looking at just the sex. He might be looking at the fact that you'll be cooking for him. He might be looking at the fact that you have children. He doesn't know that he needs to love you. He doesn't know. That's why they have to tell him in Ephesians 5, husband, love your wife. And for him, all he hears is use your wife. Use her for sex. Use her for food. Use her for nanny. He doesn't know he needs to love that woman. So we have to now teach him that you will love her too, okay? Somebody learning something. a woman today, after the service, go and pack all my relationship messages. Then if you are in a relationship, bring your husband or fiance or whatever to a higher authority in church. There should be no headless man. If he's going to be the head of your home, he too should have a head. Should have somebody that can talk to him. I've shared the story many times of that wild animal park where they brought Africans, there were white people running the park. So they had to go and consult a professional. If it was Africans, that I said it's devil. That is spiritual. But these people, they brought an expert. Elephants. That's all they did. They brought an older elephant. The younger elephant submitted to the older elephant. The older elephant let it know that we don't attack rhinos. We don't kill rhinos. We live at peace with rhinos. Then they brought that older elephant. Killing stopped. That's how men are. Men have so much energy. If they don't have other men in their lives mentoring them, they will be using their energy, their money, their strength for the wrong things. They need to see other men exemplifying. See, as a woman, your job is not to train your husband. You can't train him. Because that's what women try to do. You see, if I take it, only me and him, I will change him. No, you can't. He will change you. Because he's meant to rule over you. Or he's meant to be the head. You know, I don't mean rule literally, okay? Somebody gets what I'm saying, guys. And women, there are three kinds of men. So you need to know which one is coming to you. We've shared this many times. There's the scavenger, there's the hunter, and there's the husbandman. The scavenger is the guy that is always looking for women that have low self-esteem, women that don't believe in themselves, women that are very poor, very broke, needy women. The scavenger looks for that needy, sickly, you know, depressed, down woman that doesn't believe in herself, that doesn't believe she's worth anything. She's ready to follow anybody. That's who the scavenger looks for. Scavenger looks for those kind of people. There are some animals that are scavenger animals. They can't hunt a fresh, strong animal. They look for the one that is either dying or dead. Like vultures. You know, vultures are very ugly. They look for a dying thing or a dead thing. That's what they feast on. They wait for the hunters to finish eating it. Then what remains, they come and finish it. So you've just had a breakup. You are depressed, sad, lonely. A scavenger appears to pretend to comfort you. And to take what's remaining of your esteem. So watch out for the scavenger, ladies. I don't have time to go into it because to take our time. The second one is the hunter. The hunter looks for precious meat. You're a high-flying lady. You're a rich lady. It's those hunters, they don't chase poor ladies like themselves. They chase rich ladies. Because they're after you for your money. After you for your position. After you because your parents are rich. After you because you have a foreign passport. The hunters look for something precious. But see, they are not chasing you to build you. They are chasing you to take advantage of you still. Because when you hunt an animal, you eat it or display it as a trophy. I've been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt. But the husbandman is the kind of man you should be looking for. That's the man that meets you and desires to build you. He's not trying to sleep with you the first day he meets you. He's trying to build you up, not take from you, but give to you. He's asking you your dreams. He's advising you on how to be better. He's not looking for how to take advantage of you. He's looking for how to pour into you, how to strengthen what you have. So that's the husbandman. That's the kind of man you should look out for. And if you're a man, listen to me, that's the kind of man you should be. Let me move. I have too many things to cover. Women, another thing you will deal with that will help your relational skills is your self-esteem. One of the battles every woman will face or is facing currently is a battle for their self-esteem. The devil, that's what the devil, if you, like I said, the Bible is a coded book, so you can pick out the things from there. What the devil used to convince Eve was to try to make her something she already was. He said, your eyes will be open. You will be smart. You will be this. She was already smart. Her eyes were already open. In fact, the devil told her, you will be like God. She was already made in the image and the likeness of God. The Satan keeps telling women to try and become something that they already are. Now, if you put more makeup, you'll be beautiful. Sister, you are already beautiful. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. See, God is a master crafter. He can't make anybody that is not beautiful. The problem is that we're allowing a few people's perception of beauty affect us. So if everybody says you must be slim to this size to be beautiful, if we're not that size, we don't. It's a human being like you that dictated that thing. Every human being is fine in their own way. And the person that matters most will appreciate your beauty, how it is. Stop trying to be something that you already are. That's why makeup industry is so big, because the esteem is getting lower and lower. So people are buying more and more things. Everything now in most women is fake. Everything from beginning to toe. And the industry will keep growing because the esteem is still going down. It's women that power the economy. Women, if you're in a business that supplies women, you are made. Because they are all struggling with esteem, so they are always buying new shoe, always buying new bag, always buying new dress. Women can wear the same dress in the morning and wear it in the evening. This thing I'm wearing now is what I'm going to wear for the evening service. Nobody can beat me. You come and beat me. Come. Let's rock outside. You can beat me. But most women, hey. I can know what they saw me. Who is they? Who is the day that you are? Who is this day? Everything is fake. The hair is fake. The eyebrow is fake. The eyelash is fake. The color here is fake. The teeth is fake. Nose fake. There's one they put on nose now to make nose look longer. What's wrong with your nose? Leave your nose. Everything. Lip, different color. Some bleach the whole skin to be a different nationality. Then you do breast enlargement. You do this one, everything. What is it? It's the same low self-esteem. You keep feeling that you are not good enough. Keep adding and adding. And the people pushing this in keep making money off you. Because you keep buying. Keep buying. Any new one that comes, everybody rushes into it. It's not even every cloth design that comes out that is for you. They bring skinny jeans. You know your leg is like yam. But you must buy. You must buy. It's the raining one. It's the raining cloth. So you must buy. Sweetheart, you're already beautiful. Help me tell a sister around you, you're already beautiful. Very beautiful. Hallelujah. And that's why women usually hate other women. It's a low self-esteem. That's what causes the beef between women and women. Anytime they see another woman, they feel competition. They feel, because women are territorial emotionally. So the presence of another woman means this woman will be vying for her attention, will be competing with me for attention here. So already, when women meet women, the first chemistry they have is negative. They just judge the woman. See her shoes. And sometimes they like the shoe. But they can't say your shoe is nice because they think that her glory is taken from their own glory. It's like those two prostitutes. One's baby died, the other one now wanted to kill the other one's baby. Listen, it's not your sister that killed your baby. Do you understand? It's not the other lady that killed your own baby. So you don't have to want to kill her baby to feel happy. And that's what women do. You'll be measuring even the inches of the hair. Her own is how many inches? It doesn't matter. Her beauty doesn't take away from your beauty. Her marriage doesn't take away from your marriage. Her happiness doesn't take away from your happiness. Hallelujah. Doesn't take anything away from it. Praise God. I have to move quickly. So have that healthy self-esteem. Stop struggling to be. You see, that's why when women want to get spoiled, they get more spoiled than men. When women want to start drinking, they overdo it. When they want to start smoking, they overdo it. When they want to start sleeping around, they overdo it. It's a struggle for attention. It's a struggle for recognition. It's a struggle for importance. When you see female comedians, they are usually more vulgar than the men. They are struggling to be noticed. Sweetheart, you're already beautiful the way God made you. Just stay in your place. When you start struggling to be something you already are, it now makes you look worse than you really are. Are you here, somebody? You are beautiful. I say you are beautiful. If you're a man here and you are married or you have female daughters, please constantly tell them that they are beautiful. Let them know. Let them know. Women need to hear it. If you're married, tell your wife. See, your wife is beautiful. Tell her every day. Tell her whether you feel like saying it or not. Whether it's when she has made her hair or not. When she has made her hair, tell her, oh, you just made your hair, you're beautiful. When she has not made her hair, tell her, you see your natural hair. It's bringing out your real facial beauty, you are beautiful. Man, I'm telling you, your opinion is always that she's beautiful. Is this dress nice? Yes, it's very beautiful. But you can wear another one. This one too is nice. You can't give a woman negative feedback. Oh, it can destroy her self-esteem. This dress, should I wear it? Is it tight? It's so beautiful on you, but don't wear it. Wear this other one. This other one too is fine too. Is this hair, is it nice? Beautiful, so beautiful. But don't use this one today. Use the other one. That's why women like compliments. They like to hear it every time. Because the first thing they heard were sweet words. So they still like to hear it. Men don't need compliments. You don't have 10 money. So give him money. A lot. A lot brings joy to a man, not compliments. Say, you are so handsome. What do you concern me? Man, here, tantan. My hair, tantan. Me, I know, sir, handsome. No worry. I know I'm handsome. I'm handsome. You don't need to give me, tell me. I'm handsome myself. When I see the alert, I'm handsome. Is somebody getting this? All right. So, as a woman, anybody's free to offer you anything. It's an open market. So don't say, and people will offer you. They will offer you flings, one-night stands. They will offer you to be second wife. They will offer you all kinds of things. They will offer you to be side chick. They will offer you all kinds of things. It's an open market. It's up to you to either accept or refuse. Don't fall into the trap of accepting any offer below the standard of God for your life. Forget about societal standard. Today, we have people that are part-time prostitutes and everybody clapping for them. We have people that are having children without marriage and people are clapping for them. That's the society we live in. Once you have money, people just celebrate you. They congratulate, oh, congratulate, oh, good. We're losing our sense. 419% will clap for him. People having children without marriage, you just clap. We don't know that those small things, they look small, but they will destroy the fabric. The small, we don't have government, we don't have economy. The small thing we have that is family, we must protect that one. That's the dream thing remaining in Nigeria. Every other thing has fallen away. Education, we don't have. Of course, I don't have to go to Nigeria's problem. I believe we all live here. We have nothing else working. The only thing working now, small one working now is family. We still have that one working small. So don't be among. You see, you need to understand why we do what we do. It's not just that we're shouting. So people now want to get promoting as a woman. You don't even need to marry. Just be having children. You are breaking the system because a woman alone, no matter how rich she is, can't raise a child. That was not the design. Neither should a man alone raise a child. That's not the design. God wants children to grow in families. But people don't. Nigeria, once you have money, you can do anything you do. You have supporters. Such a shame. Such a shame. Even Christians don't even know the Christian values. Anything money will support. Let me move quickly. So they can offer you anything, to be side chick, to be second wife, to be baby mama, to be anything. They can offer you anything. It's up to you as a woman to maintain God's standard for your life. They can offer you dating without commitment. Don't take it. You are not available for dating. You are available for marriage. Not dating. Dating means I'm sleeping with you, but there's no commitment. I can break up at any time. Don't fall for those kind of things. What are we? Say we are just a close unit of friends that communicate at a deep level and just share deep, intimate, close. What? He's just sleeping with you. You see, women, your greatest point of foolishness will be relationally. You need to know this. So that's why you must follow the terms and conditions. Most of all, we teach you to protect you. Because naturally, most times, that's part of what that cause is. That your desire should be to your husband. Part of what it means is that you will be deceived easily. Because you are more emotional. So the average man that knows what to do can deceive you easily. He knows from the beginning he's not marrying you. He knows. You are the one that doesn't know. So he can deceive you with the drop of a hat. So you must be smart relationally, or else your happiness will always elude you. Don't fall for that. Follow the terms and conditions. That's why we teach what we teach. So I can be smart, because men will give you problems relationally. All kinds of challenges, because they are not love trained. They don't understand love. What men want is sex, not love. What you want really as a woman is love, not sex. If you are here and you are sleeping around, trust me, it's something else you are chasing, not the sex. No natural woman, except the ones that maybe Satan has entered their case. Yes, it has become spiritual. No natural woman is chasing sex. It's not natural. It's something that's pushing you. No, like, most women are chasing something else. It's when they can't find that thing, they settle for sex. Or sometimes they're using the sex to try and get the thing. It's still a form of prostitution. They're using the sex to get attention. They're using sex to get compliment. They're using sex to get money. It's never really sex they want. What they want is the intimacy of a relationship. What they want is the security of a relationship. But since they can't get that, they'll use money to buy a handbag, to get some esteem. They use that to buy a car, to get some security. But it's never really sex a woman wants. You were not made that way. Not that this doesn't mean you can't enjoy sex, but you are never just doing something for sex. But most men want to do something just for sex, so they can offer you that deal. It's up to you to accept or not accept. Hallelujah. I'm trying to be faster than I can rush. So don't fall into that trap. Women, you need to also be careful of greed. Don't fall into that trap that a man must take care of me. Who said you are not handicapped? Stop that mentality. That mentality makes you cheap. Because once you make money an issue, that means if the monkey has money, he too can bid. And by monkey, I don't mean a literal monkey. There are some men that on a normal day you should not even be talking to, but they have money, and you are a money woman. Money is everything to you. So the monkey too will come file out with other men, since it's money that you want. It's greed and laziness. Those are the two things that make women be like that. Greed, because you want to have things you can't afford normally. And you think your esteem is tied to the amount, the price that the bag is. My sister, if you hear the amount they sell bags of women, they can't try these things with men. Men, a man can't buy a bag for that amount. Or at least the kind of men that can buy it are very few. And those ones are people that have so much money, they're not buying it for esteem, they're buying it more that they don't have what to do with money. But women, they will save, they will owe, they will sleep around with three or four men just to buy that bag, because it's an esteem problem. You can't sell a man that bag. You see handbag, and you know the funny thing, if a man even buys a bag, 400K, one bag, even the bag. Now you go to beg after a while, I say, my brother, you don't kill me. I beg you, make arrest some days. If the man will use that bag every day and be showing everybody this bag, now 400K, he will carry his car inside it. He will carry football inside it. He will carry pots inside everything. That bag will suffer. He will draw out his 400K. But that woman, that her bag is not her only bag. She wears it once, uses it once a year. Because it's an esteem issue. So you see a woman that earns 200K, she's buying a bag of 500K, one bag. And it's not a national bag. You still need many other bags. You can't wear it with everything you are wearing. It's an esteem problem. You can't sell a man such a good. Your man won't answer you. 500K. You'll be laughing at you for bag. Which one I go put inside? How much I get? A man will laugh. But the women, they won't laugh. Women will desire it. to be staying up, because they are seeing their value in the bag. They believe their value will go up when they have the bag. You carry 500K bag, you now enter Okada. When your bag can buy both the Okada rider and the Okada itself. It's an esteem problem. It's an esteem problem. Hallelujah. Is somebody here? So it's greed and laziness. You don't want to work. You just want to have things without working. and you're tempted to use sex to get those things. You want to drive a nice car. You want to live in a nice house. You want to carry an expensive bag. But you don't want to walk. You don't want to do the work to afford it. You want to sleep around to afford it. That's greed. That's laziness. Be content with such things as you have. Are you here, somebody? There are too many things to cover. I'm going to do the last one. Okay, I have two more. Women, develop yourself intellectually. You are naturally emotional. And you are also beautiful. The challenge with that is that we tend to focus on whatever people appreciate about us. The fact that most of you are very beautiful, in fact, all of you are beautiful, people will keep telling you everywhere, you're beautiful, you're fine. And the more people tell you you're beautiful, the more you focus on your beauty and not build the other aspects of your life, like your mind and your spirit. That's why the few women that develop their mind and spirit, they become exceptional amongst women. Because the average woman just wants to focus on. A woman can spend 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours making her hair, but she can't spend 30 minutes to read a book. So the head is empty. The hair is full. A woman, we neatly spend 5 hours. She's not even worried. She'll be just in, giving the person breathing. 5 hours, no stress. A man can't sit down by my hair for 5 hours. Now you go pay me because... No. Hey, woman, we gladly sit down. 6 hours, changing. She's tap, pressing her phone. She will sit down, they'll do her nails, 1 hour. She's not worried. That same person, I read one book, 10 minutes. Say, it's boring. Boring. Wisdom. Ah, it's boring. And sometimes the more beautiful you are, the more the temptation to be dumb. The more beautiful you are. Because most of your fans are praising you and following you for your beauty, you tend to focus on what people are appreciating about you. So you spend more time treating your skin. You spend more time making your hair. Because that's what people appreciate. That's how life is. The thing people appreciate about you is what you focus on. Because everybody's looking for attention, everybody's looking for appreciation, and if it's beauty that is making them appreciate you and give you attention, you want to focus on it. And that begins to make your mind suffer. Begins to make your spiritual life suffer. So you are not developed spiritually, you are not developed mentally, and this will bring you unhappiness because you won't be able to make right choices in life. Your beauty alone, your beauty will even expose you to challenges that you don't have enough intellect to manage. Because the finer you are, the more men of all kinds, men of small wood, men of timber, men of caliber, men of sawdust, all kinds of men will be chasing you when you are very beautiful. If you are not building your mind, they will be deceiving you back to back. They'll be deceiving you back to back. Then whenever you get a job, you'll find that you get there, you don't even know anything. So you could go back to your makeup that you know. Okay, everybody goes to where they are good at. I'll show you a scripture that confirms what I'm saying. So you must develop your mind and your spirit. Do you read the Bible at all? Do you know what Christian character is like? Do you know what it means to be a mother? Do you know what it means to be a wife, other than looking good? Do you know what it means to be intelligent, to be smart? That's why I like those women that are career-driven too. Because you need to put a balance. You can't just focus on just those beauty and all those. They're nice, but that can't be all you do. See Proverbs 11:22. Proverbs 11:22. Wow. Proverbs 11:22 said, as a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman, which is... Now give me a contemporary version. Give me message translation. Okay, let me read this one first, then I'll go to message. It said, a beautiful woman who lacks what? Discretion. It's like what? A gold ring in what? Do you see how ugly that situation is? Have you seen a real pig in his element? A real pig in a real thing. A pig plays inside death. A pig plays inside death, eats the death, plays inside, poops inside, plays inside, eats the death. That's how dirty a pig is. They said it's like putting a gold ring on that pig. That is how the Bible describes a beautiful woman that doesn't develop her mind. How do you not read? You're on Snapchat and Instagram all day looking at other slave mamas. You don't read. You go online, you don't research, you don't even go, you don't have intelligent sites you follow, intelligent pages you follow, intelligent blogs you follow. You don't have any, you just read just fashion. Fashion every day, hand, leg, hair, every day. Except you are selling hair like surgery. If you're not selling hair like surgery, you do other things. He said, give me a message. He said, like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful face and an empty head. This is Bible. And this Solomon that had 1,000 women in his life. So if Solomon is telling about women, you need to take it. Number one, he's very wise. Number two, he had 1,000 experiments. That's the professor right there. Professor Emeritus. Right there. He said, like a gold ring in a pig's, he had some babes. Some of his babes were fine girl. So yeah, this is experience. He said, those girls, he found out some of them were beautiful face on empty head. And you know, he's very wise. So he was trying to have an intellectual conversation with them. They not nothing. You talk there and say, nothing. Nothing going on. Tell a sister around you, read. And I'm not talking about fashion blog. I'm not talking about gossip blog. Because that's what women want to read, gossip blog. People read gossip more than they read things that will build their minds. Not gossip. So any woman that can develop her spiritual life and develop herself mentally, you will stand out amongst women. And you see, men, on the long run, men will like you more. Men might be chasing those fine ones, but it's not for companionship, it's for sex. When they want to have a conversation, when they really want to spend time with quality time with somebody, they will look for the one that is smart. Be that person, not the one that they are looking for to sleep with. Be the kind of person that can have a meaningful... And you see, wisdom is not like your beauty. Your beauty was given to you free. Wisdom, you have to go after it. So that's the problem. It's not like your beauty was given to you. You didn't make yourself. Wisdom, you have to actually think and read. That doesn't come naturally. Your spiritual life, you actually let you pray and read the Bible. That doesn't come like your beauty that they dashed you. You have to do something about it. To be smart, so you need to go after it. It doesn't come. I'll close with this now. Those of you that have husbands that are giving you issues, first of all, if you are dating someone, please make sure you are accountable. Come to church, any pastor, any leader, in minister in church, let your husband, you and your fiancé, report and submit yourself to that person. It's important that both of you have a counselor, a head, somebody. Not, I'm not talking about marriage counseling. I mean, just if you want to start a relationship, it's proper for a higher authority to be involved. You do not go with a man that doesn't have a head. Women, I'm telling you now. Because you come and be asking me nonsense counseling question. Because you avoid wisdom. Get someone now from this scratch that can be helping you interview the man. You want to marry my daughter? Oh, great, great. Where will you people live? These are things he will ask for you. Because you, by the time you want to ask, by the time they tell you, your hair is so nice, you forget. Forget that he doesn't have a house. Because women don't say, marry this man, has no job. They'll not be calling me. What should I do? You don't know this man is not going to work for. You don't know it's not going to work. Other men can know a lazy man from 1 mile away. But you as a woman, the man can be telling you sweet things. Look, we're going to be great. We're going to make it. 35 years old, he has not made anything. He has nothing to show for what he has been doing. You can't tell a man that. You can't tell a woman that. You can't tell a man that. A man will know that you're useless. So, report now. Submit your relationship. I've said this since a million times. Some people will still be doing it in the same church. I'm never talking about, in the same church. Get accountability today. After service now, drag him to one of the ministers. Say, this is the clown that didn't want to come before. I brought him now. To save yourself heartbreak. The future. man that they have to tell to love your wife. Who you don't know they have to be telling him? He doesn't know. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. So we have to be telling him, bro, love your wife. He doesn't know. He thinks you're going to be using you. Think you're going to be washing and cleaning and serving him. That's what he thinks. Think he has hired a staff. Think he has hired a nanny. So we have to tell him, no, you have to love her. Say sweet things. You can't shout at her. You can't use those kind of words. You buy her things. Give her money. Give, she has money. Give her the small one you have remaining. You won't bring him now. You both of you go in secret. When he start beating you, when he start maltreating you, it is in his nature. He is a competitor. He is a fighter. He is a warrior. He doesn't know anything about love. Stand in your Bible, Ephesians 5. Husbands, love your wife. Really? No. What do you think? You not gonna love your wife before? Yes, men don't know that. Men are that clueless as regards emotional matters. They are that clueless. So you go and carry one without training. It's like buying a wild animal without training. If you want to go and buy, I bought a babu. I bought it adult. I don't buy puppy. Because puppy, what it is as puppy, when it grow, it can become antelope. You've seen those things before. At the express, selling one cute puppy, so fine. You say, lovely puppy, cute puppy. It's so hairy. You buy it, by the time it grow, 2 months down the line, it will turn to a different animal altogether. It's not even a dog again. It's cat. Or a big mouse. It's not even in mouth. Come begin long. In mouth, no long for. Mouth will begin long. Woo woo, like a kute. Choo 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 choo. And instead of barking, it's squeaking. Choo 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 choo. Dog. So I don't buy puppies. I buy adult dog. Let me see your character now. Because some dogs, they are smart. They will be like, see them get ginger. When they grow, they go say, lazy. Not even wake up. If robber come here, then go open gate for them. Say, thief, don't come. Go sleep. Go. Useless dog. So I don't buy puppies. I buy only adult dogs that can assess the character. So I bought a babu. Massive dog, about this high. Massive. It had tiger skin. Big dog. Wild dog. But the owner said it's very well trained. That they gave me the dog like that. The guy met me on the road, transported the dog from his car to my car. I said, this kind of big dog that is wild, because I checked the character first. I said, he said, knock to my gate. I saw the dog respond. He said, hey. I said, nice one. Like, big dog, boom, hit the gate. He put it in my car. Dog I've never met. But he said, these dogs are well trained. That if you carry it now, if he sees that you're the one that took it to where you're going, he will know that you are his new master. And he will protect you from every other person. So I go home that day. Even my wife, my wife wanted to hug me. The dog wanted to attack my wife. Because he didn't know her. He said, where are you with this one? When they do you, where they go? Shift! He jumped on her because she wanted to come and hug me. He didn't know whether, he didn't know that was hug. He thought it was attack. He reacted. She cool down. He said, cool down, who you be? Identify yourself. Civilian, identify yourself. So after a while, I had to introduce the dog to everybody in the house. So he knew everybody and he started protecting everybody in the house. So that's how it is. A man can be like that. He's a wild animal, full of strength, full of power. If he's not trained, you know, if you buy some kind of dog and you don't train it, guess who is going to buy it first? The owner. Because he doesn't know. He asked it. He doesn't know that he's supposed to protect you. So that's how it is when you go and take a man. He's unskilled relationally, unskilled emotionally. You go and carry him secret to marry him. Just buy plaster. Because he's going to bite you first. Going to bite you first. You have seen some men treat their wife. It's like, what? Doesn't know anything. She'll be heavily pregnant, heavily suffering. He won't come home. He won't send money. He won't care. He won't call. He's not trained. He's a dog. He has to bring him. They will teach him, Bisco. Call, yeah? Call now. Praise God. Lastly, let me close. I've taken too much time. Let me close. If a woman and you're having issues in your home, your husband is not behaving right, as you're already married, of course you have to pray. That's the major thing you can do. You can't fight him. Apart from talking to him, you can't do that once in a while. Pray. And when you're praying, your prayer should not be that he should just love you. Pray for his soul. Most women are praying selfish prayers. That's why it's not being answered. You want him to change just because of you. Let him change because he can be the best version of him. If he's having challenges with drinking, smoking, women and all that, your prayer should not just be that he should change and love only you. That's not the reason why you want him to change. You want him to change because that lifestyle can destroy who God wants him to be. You see, once you line up your prayer with God's will, you get results. Many women are praying selfish prayer. Oh Lord, let him be seen only me. Only me. That's not... Some of you don't even mind if he sees only you and he doesn't come to church. You don't mind. You are missing the point. He has a destiny in God too. He needs to be connected to God, not just for you. First for him. You need to pray for his soul. Some of the men you are married to, they are in bondage of sex. They are in bondage of drinking. They are in bondage of drugs. You need to pray for them to be free. They are in bondage of 419. You need to pray for them to be free for their own soul, not for you. Your prayer is too selfish. That's why you're not getting answer. Pray for their soul. If somebody has mental health issues, you're not going to be angry with them. You pray for them because they don't even know what they are doing. Is that not what Jesus prayed? He said, Lord, forgive them for what? They know not. The husband maltreating you, he's not just wicked. He doesn't just know. So you must pray from a heart of love. He just didn't say, let us serve me. No, he said, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. When they know, they will love me. Do you understand, guys? So as a woman, that's your prayer. Don't pray, oh God, punish all the side chick. That's not the point. His life is at stake. When he gets in touch with God and follows his destiny, he would naturally love you. Have you been blessed this morning? Hallelujah. Before I pray for all the women, I'm going to pray for all the women today. Before I do that, please, quick announcements. How many of you know that we really need to start believing God to move out of this venue? You can see that the parking is crazy. Everywhere. There's no space for even believers class, all these things, the children's church, different things. So please, I need to be in faith. Even if you don't have money to give, please be in faith with us. It's your faith that lets God send you the money that you even used to give in the first place. So we're in faith about buying that new property and moving. We really need to. We really need to do that, okay? So please, we're still trusting God for money. The whole project costs over ₦1 billion. We still believe God for millions. So if God is touching you to sow something, please sow. Give a sacrificial seed towards that. Secondly, we're having a food festival on October 1st. Praise God. It's our first ever food festival. Hallelujah. We do it every year. October 1st. This year is called Arise and Shine. That means all the meals that will be prepared there that day will be rice meals, and there will be competition of weird things you can eat with rice. There will be competition of Ghana rice and Ghana jollof and Nigerian jollof. All those kind of fun things. A fun day is built around rice. Everything we'll do that is about rice. So, hey, want you to come. It's going to hold at the Island Church. Want you to come. Invite your friends. The family event, you will enjoy it. It starts 10 a.m. in the morning. All right, food festival. Secondly, we have the marriage conference. Women, nag your husband till he registers. Nag him. I permit you to nag him. Marriage conference. The registration will close October 5th, just a few days away. Please register. Apart from you registering, it's not just a church thing. We need you to register for your friends or pay for your friends or get them to pay. Invite your friends. There will be no registration at that day. You have to register before.